Jazz at Lincoln Center kicks off the Essentially Ellington competition and festival with a statement on the importance of funding the arts. They have 15 of America's most talented high school jazz ensembles by their side to help. Todd Stoll is the Vice President of Education with Jazz at Lincoln Center.
Today we're having a big second line parade just to celebrate the opening of the festival and the competition, to celebrate the achievements of these young people with this amazing music, and to just raise public awareness for, you know, arts funding in America, education funding, how important this is. I've always say public education is, you know, one of the pillars of our democracy, and the arts define who we are, especially jazz. So if you're in New Orleans, you have a parade. The second line are the people participating behind the parade. So in New Orleans, yeah, if you have professional bands in the parade, everyone else joins in behind. So that's called the second line. And they generally are having a really good time with lots of revelry and sometimes adult beverages. And today we just have a lot of noisemakers and horns. So yeah, we want everyone just to join us and have a good time.
Wynton Marsalis leads dozens of musicians, mostly high school students. He ditches the trumpet for a bass drum strapped to his chest. They march around Columbus Circle, then right into Jazz at Lincoln Center. This is what it sounds like at the elevators that bring you to Rose Theater. Shop employees and tourists take pictures. Some are curious, some are confused, some are just blown away.
Come on, when has that ever happened before? I don't know. Has that ever happened before?
I don't think it has.
I don't think it has either.
After the fun, students like Jack McDonald from Champaign Central High School in Illinois prepare for the Essentially Ellington competition.
You guys gonna win this thing or what?
Oh, of course we're gonna win. We have some awesome soloists. It's gonna be really fun. But even, like, everyone's awesome and it's just a really fantastic opportunity. Just getting the opportunity to come here already means we won, and everyone else.
Bill Leather is the co-director of bands at Mount Si High School in Washington State. It's not his first visit to Jazz at Lincoln Center.
I actually was a part of this festival and competition as a student 16 years ago. Now I'm a director here with the band. It's just an incredible musical experience, one of the reasons why I became a band director.
After a weekend of great jazz music, the Essentially Ellington 2017 first prize went to Tucson Jazz Institute in Arizona. In New York City, I'm Meng Santos, WBGO News.